You're listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon. This program has been pre-recorded. Stay tuned for A Shared Journey with Malaya and Friends.
Time will keep on moving from one season to the next. Time will keep on moving in the way it knows best. So let it move along, let it go,
let it go.
And don't hold on, let it move along,
in its own way,
day to day. Welcome to A Shared Journey with Malaya and Friends, where we will explore the journey of returning to wholeness.
Welcome, Malaya, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. So what do we have to talk about today?
Well, today we'll be talking about the transition from summer to fall. And one of the gifts of the seasons that I've experienced is simply that there are changes. And this can help us appreciate what's here right now. If it was all the same all the time, you might just get used to it. It might become a bit mundane.
Yeah.
And so the seasons offer those changes where things come and they go, and accept that those changes. And the other night I was watching the vultures soar over the river, and I wondered, if this might be the last time that I got to see that this year. That's one of the things, is that we never really know when is the last time that we'll see something for this cycle or experience something in our life. Here where we live, it's we swim in the creeks in the summer, and then at a certain point the creeks just get too cold to swim in, and I know that we experienced our last swim this summer,
Yeah, definitely.
But we didn't know when that swim was. And there's a lot of that in life where you're experiencing something for the last time, but you may not know that.
Yeah, it gets close to that point, and then you don't try it again for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden you realize it's definitely
like,
getting
wow,
too cold.
Definitely too cold. Yeah.
Do you experience some attachment to certain seasons, or like difficulty with transitioning into the next season, or feeling of loss, from the season that was is going, or something like that?
Yeah, I usually feel a sense of a little bit of melancholy, a little bit of sadness, sometimes a lot of sadness, and that transition. So I've learned that I really love every season, but the transition from one to the next can sometimes be a bit challenging.
Yeah.
And
so now we're talking about going from summer into fall.
Right.
And
right.
Earlier we were talking a little bit about it, and you asked me what I was noticing, and I said that there's like a kind of a busyness or a buzz to that summer energy,
yeah.
And that I noticed that it was winding down, and the energy, it seemed like it was settling and going through a kind of a quieter, more still kind of a place.
Right. Settling
and,
into a resting place.
I felt some sadness,
yeah.
Just because, there's a lot of fun stuff that we do in summertime, and you know, it's like the days are getting shorter and stuff like that. So, I feel a little bit of a feeling of loss for that activity level of summer and the coolness of having, you know, things to do and getting together with people and traveling. Right,
traveling and, you do a lot of different, you know, a variety of things in summer that tend to be different than, you know, the rest of the year.
So now you're talking about going from that into fall.
Right. As we're transitioning, in summer I feel a real expansiveness, a sense of expansiveness, and also kind of an excitement, like that buzz that you were talking about, you know? And in fall, it's like there's a settling in and kind of a resting into a really nurturing place that I feel. But sometimes I have to go through a bit of resistance or some, I don't know, a little bit of dissonance in that transition. And so this past week I was feeling some of that. Mm-hmm. And as I felt into it, it felt almost like a resistant static bouncing around the surface of the earth. It was creating almost a repelling energy. And that made it kind of difficult to settle in to that resting place of fall and receive the nurturance from the earth beneath us. And I was having that experience, and often when I have I'm experiencing challenges in my life, I will journal about it and then ask for my guides some clarity about what's going on there. And so I did that this last week. And one of the things I really love about my guides is that they really just be with me right where I am.
Yeah.
And help me move from there, you know, not push me to or encourage me to be accepting of this energy or whatever. They just go right in there and they say, yeah, you know, there is some static here, and then we move together from that place of finding that place within my being that can transition, go through that transition in a smooth way.
Yeah. So it sounds like they're pretty accepting of, you know, wherever.
Right.
And they like to look at what it is that is right there, and then, you know, lead you maybe a little bit to the next place.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have any judgment about where I'm at.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that they, you know, willing to just be there and be with that and then move with me, help me move from that place of resistance into a place of acceptance and love.
Sounds good.
So what I would like to do is just read the journaling session that I had. That's how I make contact with my guides, is through writing. And I'm just going to read. It starts with a little bit of where I was at, and then into their response. And I might even sing a song or two in the middle of the reading as well.
Sounds good.
So it begins with this, me writing. The transition from the expansiveness of summer to the resting of fall has been feeling a little challenging lately. Can you help me see a healthy way of relating to this energy and this transition? And my guides say, in times of static, and this is indeed a time of static, the qualities most necessary are clarity and focus. And I just want to say that I think they're saying not only the seasonal transition, there's sometimes some static in there, but the times that humans are facing right now that we're in. So both ways that they're referring to that.
Mm-hmm.
So to continue, they say, the interference energy can easily overwhelm you and throw you out of sync with your path. those who are committed to following their path are in some ways experiencing more tension than those who are not attempting to follow theirs. People not on their path are perhaps lost and confused and rudderless, but they are not as affected by this sense of static. For those actively following their path, there is a mental resistance present within human consciousness that can trip you up again and again. Though this can be annoying, there is a strength of focus that is developed from this interplay, a strength of character as well. For those of you willing to follow your path amidst the interference, you are going through a boot camp of sorts, developing and strengthening the muscles necessary to stay on course through the storm. It is easier, certainly, to travel through clear weather. That is not, however, what is here during these times. What this environment encourages you to do is to find the calm place at the center of the storm and in the center of your being, and move from there. Self-doubt is both a byproduct and a sign that you are traveling outside of the eye of the storm and are getting tossed around by the storm itself. The only way to live in peace in stormy times such as these is to find that beautiful and spacious sense of peace in the center of all being. It is there within you. It is there through the eye of the storm that humanity is moving through. These are troubling times. Though this is nothing new for humanity, the level of tension and static in the air and within the minds of man is at a peak right now, which is all the more reason to look for and find the peace in the center of it all. It is there within you. As you rest here, you know what to do. You know what actions are in integrity with you, and you are strengthened by these actions. You know what thoughts are useful, and the millions of thoughts that are unnecessary. So I'd like to take a break there and sing a song that came through quite a few years ago. And I've really never played it for anybody. It's called In the Center of It All.
In the center.
That's one of the things that I've learned, you know, through all the changes of life, is that no matter where I am, if I can just move through that angst or that stress or whatever it is, that, you know, whether it's anger or sadness or stress or just whatever that feeling is, it's feeling less than wonderful, you know, less than joyful. Yeah. If I can just be with that and move through it, that I always find love in the center of it. Mm. And that it's just never fails. And that's really one of the things that the seasons has taught me too, is that love is in the center of all life and all changes. So it's just a wonderful gift to feel that and to know that from an experience, place of experience. Is one thing to know it mentally, you know. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to keep on going through these rough times and then come through and go, wow, yeah, there's love every time.
Yeah, especially if you can develop a trust for that process.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Not get caught up in the fear or whatever that would possibly take you in a different direction.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Away from the center, or mm-hmm. away from the feeling.
Yeah.
So that was the middle of the reading. So I'm just going
to
continue with the reading.
Okay.
In the eye of the storm, there is a sense of spaciousness within the mind. This is why so many people meditate nowadays. And yet, unless you are able to carry that sense of spaciousness into your daily lives, into your words and your actions, all the meditation in the world will not help you. The gift and the challenge at this point in time is to bring that sense of peace into all you do. To practice this now as you journey through the season of fall is a practice of great importance. Bring that spacious awareness here through this transition, and there is healing for the world where the light and clarity of pure consciousness moves through and blends with the world of form and with human consciousness. Human consciousness could use a little light and clarity. Those of you willing to breathe this into the world of humanness are participating in a splendid gift. There is a great deal of love and light within the earth, and there is an infinite supply of light and clarity available within universal consciousness. It is human consciousness that is somewhat lacking, shall we say, in these qualities. Your path, your shared journey, is to open yourself up to the source of light and clarity while in human form, and to receive the gift of love in the process. This is your pathway, to find the eye of the storm, and to breathe and move, to live and speak, to sing and resonate with it. This is the gift you are here for. Know this and know peace.
Returning here to my center. I open up my arms and knees.
that song kind of embodied some of that gift that we're here to share. And the reading continues.
Right.
And they say, follow the actions that strengthen you. Follow the path that speaks to you. You each have a pathway that calls to you and resonates fully within your being. Listen for the resonance upon your pathway. When you are walking upon it, you are strengthened. Listen to your bodies, for they know what this resonance feels like. There is peace within the mind, resonance within the body, strength within the soul, love shared with the earth. As you walk your pathway, all of these qualities fill you and carry you on. When there is static, observe its presence, and rather than going into and participating in the static, look towards the center of your being, where there is peace and resonance. It is there through every storm and will always guide you home. Your actions are secondary. Let them move from the place of peace within you. Listen for the harmony. It is beautiful to live in harmony with life. When you are in harmony with life, with your life stream, which translates into your life path, there is a resonance here that fills you with love. This love is then available to share with others. This sharing is always joyful. This is the gift that you seek, the gift of life. So I was so glad that I moved through that surface static, so I could feel the gift underneath the tension, you know, and to feel the love inside there. And then the next morning, I woke up feeling that lovely soothing presence of fall energy, and I vaguely remember that last September a song had come through that embodied my experience of that early fall energy coming in, and so I found that song. Uh-huh. And it carries that feeling. My experience. You asked me earlier what my experience was of fall. And
right.
It really is hard to put it into words. And I think the song kind of expresses it in a way that words alone can't do.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and sing that. And I'm just going to do this one a cappella. It goes like this. Feels like fall is coming, and I am falling in love with you. Now that fall is coming, I feel you calling me back to you. Wrap your love around me, hold me deep inside. Let me rest here with you, let me rest while. Let me rest a while. In fall, as we go deeper, our voice grows sweeter,
a heart so wide. I feel the love within you filling out our life. So wrap your love around me. Hold me deep inside. Let me rest here with you. Let me rest a while. Let me rest a while.
So that it may at first sound like I'm singing a love song to a person or something, but it's actually the love that I feel for the earth. And beautiful time of getting to sink in. That's what I feel in fall, is really getting to sink into that beautiful nurturing energy that the earth offers. So.
That's great. Well, that certainly kind of drops us into a nice place, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I really love that song and just that feeling, you know. It was so lovely to have a song come through that really embodied the love that I have for fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm willing to move through whatever kind of dissonance I feel at the surface so that I can move into that place of shared resonance and love. So, yeah.
I see we're about halfway through the hour, so I'll just do a quick station
ID. Okay.
Right. And you are listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon. And this is A Shared Journey with Leah and Friends.
All right. And by the way, that my friend here is Jerry that is joining me.
Yes.
In this journey.
And we have done a few songs together from time to time. So. Although these aren't all fresh in my repertoire or anything.
Right.
It's fun to do them with you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thanks for doing them with me.
I like this... mixing the songs in with the reading is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's new. And, I haven't tried that before. So
it looks like these songs really connect right into the energy of your reading. I'm noticing that you even have some of the same words and
right.
coming up here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So this was actually this morning that I was feeling the gift of fall, and I listened through some of my old tapes to find that song that I just sang, and then afterwards I was journaling a little bit, and I thought, well, let's see if you know the earth has any message that she would like to share.
Oh, okay.
And actually, this reading, often when I'm journaling with the earth and having a dialogue with the earth, the energy is very slow that comes through. And this reading felt like a bit of a combination of kind of the visionary energy of my guides and the earth, the voice of the earth and the resonance of the
kind
earth.
Of mixing together.
Right, it's kind of mixing together, which kind of made sense for this time of year as we move from that really expansive, visionary place of summer, that light, expansive place, into that resting of fall. So the the voice and the message that came through kind of felt like a combination of those two voices, those two energies. So she says to me, rest with me a while, which is, of course, one of the lines that was in that song. And then we continue. As you are nourished, you can nourish the world. To truly nourish, you must be nourished. Life is the nourisher. Life here is meant to be a nourishing interplay, a joyful exchange of energy. Where there is joy, there is love. Every time. They go together. Love never goes away. It can hide or move into the unseen world, but it is always there. It is the gift at the center of it all. The heartbeat that nourishes your body and your being. Love moves through this world of form in a very inviting way. There is a beauty in the embrace. It does not cease to exist outside of form, though it is a gift indeed to experience it in form. One must slow down to experience it fully, to be touched deeply. Humans have lost touch with this gift, yet it is here, waiting to be shared. You can find in slowness what you cannot find in speed. In slowness, in stillness, you can rest in love's embrace. This is true nourishment of the deepest kind. Now is the time in the Northern Hemisphere to move into the deep embrace. I welcome you in. And that concept of welcoming us in reminded me of a song that came our first year here. It also came in September when I first felt that fall energy, that really nurturing, earthy energy come in. And it's actually called The River Runs Deep, which may not seem like an earthy kind of thing, but it's feeling that energy. I find that there are many avenues into the earth. And a couple of shows ago, we talked about our trip to Costa Rica and being near the volcano, and how that was a portal, a way into the depth of the earth. And I find that water, the ocean, and rivers can also be an avenue to bring us into that deep place. And so that's really what this song is about. It's called The River Runs Deep.
River runs deep and has no end.
see. We can begin. She opens the door and welcomes us in to where the river runs deep and has no end. Yes, the river runs deep within, deep within. From what we see, we can begin, we can begin. She opens the door and welcomes us in to where the river runs deep.
Song.
Yeah. Carrying us right along.
Yeah. So we continued a little more to talk a little more here with the earth, and after she said, "I welcome you in," you know, my response was, "I feel you," and I really get. On a deeper level, that love is always there inside of it all. And I could feel her smiling, and she said, "Me too." She feels that too. And she continues and says, to honor this richness, to not stop at what is seen, to exchange energy in a deep way. The exchange, and I think she's talking about between humans and the earth, has been so surface. The true gift that is here to be shared has been largely unexplored. There is an interplay that we are meant to participate in that is incredibly enjoyable. May this gift be explored here more fully. May we move beyond exploiting and into exploring the deeper waters of life. May we heal the wound and enjoy our life together. And then she asks the question that came in a song that actually is the only song that I've ever written through from the perspective of the earth, from the earth's, as the earth's voice. And one of the lines is, "I feel you, do you feel me?" And so I thought we'd go ahead and close with that song.
Are you going to sing that one a cappella then?
I am.
I'm going to sing
that one a cappella as well.
I don't know it.
I've never put this on guitar, and yeah. I don't know that I will. It feels really sweet to me to have it a cappella.
All right.
Some songs feel right to have on guitar, and some songs it's nice just to have it, that simplicity of just the voice.
Great.
And so I call this the Earth Song. And this is from her perspective. It goes like this. Feel me beneath your feet.
Feel my heart beat. I feel what goes on around me. I feel you. Do you feel me? Oh, yes, I feel you here with me. I feel when wars are raging. I hear the songs you sing. I love it when you're singing. I hear you. Do you hear me? Oh, yes, I hear you. Do you hear me? 'Cause everywhere you go with me. Everything you do, I am there. Every time you look, you will see me. It is this life here we share. Oh, it is this life here we share. My arms stretch out around you. My rivers flow right through. When my waters run clearly, I'm healing. How about you? Yes, I am healing. How about you? 'Cause everywhere you go with me. Everything you do, I am there. Every time you look, you will see me. It is this life here we share. Oh, it is this life here we share. I only have one body, while you have many. But we share in one heart beating. It's in you as it is in me. I feel it in you. Can you feel it in me? 'Cause everywhere you go with me. Everything you do, I am there. Every time you look, you will see me. It is this life here we share. Oh, it is this life here we share. Yes, I live here with you as the tides begin to turn. I feel that we're beginning to get the lessons we came to learn. Are you getting what you came to learn? As you open up your heart now, you will hear my whispered prayer that you will grow with me and honor this life we share. Will you honor this life we share? Will you honor this life we share? Will you honor this life we share?